construction's already underway for the Agora Garden Tower in Taiwan and should be completed in 2016. The architects also designed a sort of vertical forest for Hong Kong.
We are trying to build vegetated towers, natural spaces, green lungs, built upwards, recycling air pollution.
And there are also solutions, albeit on a smaller scale, closer to home. This installation over the A86 in Thiers, near to Paris, sees plants filtering foul air.
Derrière, il y a un ventilateur.
There's a ventilator behind, which takes the air down into these pipes, and air is injected through the filters. There's a 20-centimeter space under the filter. The air is redistributed and injected upwards through the mix.
The mix is composed of a layer of gravel, then a layer of compost where plants are growing, reeds mainly.
It's mainly ozone and particle pollution in the tunnels, and this has been a major problem in Paris recently. Nitrogen oxide and carbon monoxide, but we can use plants to reduce the impact using filtering gardens.
Thierry Jacquet designed these gardens. Scientific progress means we can restore our resources like air and water with plants.
Ce sont les racines des plantes.
The plant's roots will be doing the work. They bring the oxygen, which will aerate the soil, meaning a lot of pollutants and hydrocarbons, and benzene in particular, will biodegrade. The roots will also trap, intercept microparticles. So basically, the air that leaves a tunnel will be completely clean, pollution-free.
Donc clairement, tout l'air qui est extrait du tunnel.